Greetings and welcome back to TanakhStudy.com, the podcast program in which we study Parashat HaShavua over the course of six podcasts broadcast during the week in which that parasha is read. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom and I'm delighted to be studying the second half of Sefer Shemot with you. And this is the final podcast in our study of Parashat Vayakel. We are now in Perek Lamed Chet, looking at Pasuk Tet. In the previous podcasts, we have seen the command given by Moshe to Bnei Yisrael regarding the construction of the Mishkan and the identification and selection of Bezalel, his assistant Oholiab from Shevet Dan, and the rest of the team, and the identification of, not by name, but of a lot of people coming forward both with their gifts and with their skills to help create the Mishkan. We then hear about Bezalel fashioning the Aron, the Kaporet, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaZahav, after having fashioned the Mishkan itself, the tent covers, the three tent covers, the Krashim and the Adanim that would hold it up. We discussed the different sequencing in Truma versus in Vayakel, of what's presented first, and that within each half of the construction, whether it's the structure or the Kelim, the internal order is kept except for the Mizbeach HaZahav, which is put then in its practical order in Parshat Vayakel, and not delayed as it is in Truma, from Truma all the way to the end of Ketzitzavet. We then heard about the Mizbach, the outside Mizbeach, and concluded with our in-depth discussion about the Marot Hatzovot, the material that was used to make the laver and its basin. And now we are in Perek Lamed Chet Pasuk Tet. Take us to the end of this parasha and the description of fashioning the chatzer. Now, the word chatzer is an interesting word. Vayaset chatzer, to make a chatzer, is a little bit odd because a chatzer is an area. It's not a tool. It's not a cover. It's not boards. But the point is that to make a chatzer means to identify it. And how do you identify a chatzer? With boundaries. So, Vayaset HaChatzer here probably is not best translated as he made a courtyard as much as he designated or boundaried a courtyard, and that is as follows. Lifat Negev Temana, on the south side, and there's something odd about this, we'll discuss it in a moment. Kalei HaChatzer Shesh Mozar Me'aba Amma. So he had 100 Amma worth of Kla'im, of curtains, that are made out of woven linen. Amudehem esrim v'adneem esrim nechoshet. There were 20 pillars holding it up, and 20 sockets made of copper, made of bronze, not made of silver as they are inside. V'aveh amudim mechashukeim kasef, and the hooks on the pillars that hold them up, and their cover is silver. All right. So now the amudim are covered with silver, and the vavim are silver, unlike the gold that's inside. So everything's been brought down a notch. The amudim go from silver to bronze. The hooks go from gold to silver. V'lifat tzafon mea v'ama. So the south side has 100 ama. The north side is going to be the same exact thing. Amudim asrim ba'neim asrim nechoshet v'avei amudim chashukem kasef. Same thing. V'lifat yam. What about the west side? The side that's going to be behind the Mishkan. Kla'im chamishim ba'ama. It's 50 amot. So as we saw earlier, the size of the entire chatzer is 100 times 50, or 5,000 square amot. Amudehem asara v'nehem asara. So here, there's 10 amudim, and each one has its own socket. Vavei amudim chashukem kasef, and again, the hooks and the plating is all silver. Now, notice that the ratio is 5 amot per pillar. In other words, there are 100 amot, there's 20 pillars. 10 amot, 10 pillars. Right? There's 150 amot, 10 pillars. Right? So 5 amot of curtain, then a pillar, 5 amot, then a pillar. V'lifat kedma mizracha chamishim ama. What about the east side? The east side, which is the entrance, is 50 amot. Kla'im chamesh esrei ama el hakatef. Now there's 15 amot on one side of curtain. The whole thing is 50. So it's 15 amot of curtain on one side, amudehem shlosha v'aneim shlosha, and that, of course, means three pillars and three sockets, because 3 times 5. V'lakatev ha'shinim izmizel shar ha'chatzer klayim chamesh esrei amot. And on the other side, both on the sides of the entrance into the chatzer, there's another 15. So 15 and 15 in the middle, there's a space now of 20. Amudehem shlosha v'aneim shlosha. And now we're told that all of these curtains are all the same woven linen. And what are all the sockets? The sockets that hold up these pillars are all bronze. The hooks and the plating of all of them is silver, and the top is covered with silver. And everything is plated in silver, all of the pillars of the chatzer. Now, in the meantime, there's 20 amot that are left open. At the end of this, we'll discuss the issue of direction. Now, if you remember, we're looking at this, all of the curtains going around, bounding the entire chatzer, are all made of woven linen, so they're some sort of an off-white. And now there's a masach in front, which is made, which is woven, which is embroidered actually. Tchelet v'argaman tolat shani v'sheish mozar. And this is our famous weave of blue wool and purple wool and red wool and the linen. And this is esrim amah orech, 20 amot. That covers the distance between the two sets of klayim. And this is going to be the way in. So this will be closed and then opened up when people can come in. And it's going to be five high facing the Kalei Chatzer. And now we find out that the Klayim all the way around are five amot high. And remember, the Mishkan is 10 amot high. So you're looking out from the outside, you see the boundary, and above it, rising on the inside, is the tent of the Mishkan. V'amudehem arba'ah. So how many amudim are there for this masach? Well, it's 20 amot, so therefore, 4. V'adneham arba'a nechoshet, v'aveyem kasef, tzipur Hashem v'chashukim kasef. And the pillar and the poles that hold them up have hooks that are silver, the top is plated in silver, and the whole thing is plated in silver. V'chol ha'yitedot l'mishkan v'lachatzer saviv nechoshet. And now we heard about this at the end of Truma. There are pegs. There are pegs that are put in for the Mishkan and for the Chatzer, which means now let's go in all the way to the tent, and on the outside of the tent you have the covers coming over. The covers are being held down, guide to the ground with yitedot, with pegs. And on the outside of the whole structure, the Klaim of the Chatzer are also guide down, and they also have pegs, and those pegs are all bronze pegs. Everything on the outside of the Mishkan is bronze. There's no gold on the outside at all. And everything on the inside is either gold or silver. On the outside, it's silver or bronze. Now, the one thing that kind of sticks for us here is the location. Because when the Torah was commanding the Chatzer at the end of Parshat Truma, I understand direction, because the Torah is telling how to set it up. There's the south side, there's the north side, there's the west side, and the east side is different. And the west side and the east side are 50 each, north and south are 100 each. I get that. But here we're talking about what Bezalel actually did. And what Bezalel did was to set up all of these pieces which don't yet get put in place. We'll hear about that at the end of Parshat Pekudei. That's what Pekudei is about actually putting all of this together. So how can it describe here the south side and north side when they don't exist? So two possibilities, and I think they're both true. One of them is that, as I mentioned in the previous podcast about the Marot HaTzovot, it is very possible that the location for the original construction of the Mishkan, meaning its first place to be constructed, at the foot of Har Sinai, was already designated. And therefore that they laid out 100 amah here and 50 amah here, going in the proper direction, south and north, east and west, at the foot of Har Sinai, oriented perhaps towards Moshe's Mizbeach as being the outer Mizbeach, that they were going to use. That's possibility one. Possibility two, and again, they're not mutually exclusive and they can be woven together, is that it means that they set these up and identified them. This will be the south poles and south curtains. This will be the north curtains. And we're going to make them that long. And that they very likely laid them out in that spot where they were going to be, even though they weren't, of course, raised up. And it's possible that we had a Mishkan in which all of the components were sort of lying on the ground, waiting to be put up in their spot. Sort of like you do a small construction project or a kit. We put all the pieces where they're going to be, kind of like when pitching a tent for camping, and then you raise it up. And so that all of these things were really on the south side and on the north side, but they weren't yet picked up until, of course, that happens much later on. And so it's possible that the locations here were either potential locations or, in the meantime, real locations, but yet not in their final form. Okay, we'll pause here. We're going to pick it up with our podcast on Parshat Pekudei as we continue. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.